Welcome back to part two of the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio. Today we are talking with bassist and co-founder of the band Nectar, Mr. Derek Mo Moore. Mo, this is Mark again. I feel that your latest 2020 studio album, The Other Side, is one of the most approachable in your catalog. I think it will surely please old fans as well as new ones who are curious about your music. So was accessibility the album's intent, or was the concept for a different purpose?
I think, as I said, the most of the music for The Other Side was created in 1978 in my basement in Chatham, New Jersey. And we dug it all out. When we were putting this band together, Ron came to me and he said, let's put a band together. So I said, okay, no problem. So I called Rich, who was with us in 1978, and I said, are you interested in coming to Nectar? He said, yeah. So we got together, the three of us, and it immediately gelled. We felt good. We were playing some of the music from 1978, and we asked Randy Denbo, who was the bass player after I left. We had him come. And we have two basses, and he also plays 12th string. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to Mick, and Mick was up for it. You know, he wanted to do the visuals. And I talked to Kendall Scott, who was the keyboard player with Rich's band, Flying Dreams. And I talked to Rich about it, and he said, the guy's great. And so we had him come down, and
That's your guitarist, right?
Rich Shalanda.
Yeah.
Rich Shalanda used to play with Fire Ballet years ago.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember Fire Ballet, but we knew him from back then, and we got together with him and wrote a lot of music, which became The Other Side. In fact, we still have some music left for the next album. But it came together very well. I mean, it came out as a double album, vinyl, because we had that much music left to do. Rather than not do it all, we did it all, and we put it out as a double album. I mean, usually most of the albums were 30 minutes. We were at, I think, 46 or 48. It certainly came out really well. We're really, really pleased with it.
All right. Well, and I read that you're more of a fan of vinyl, analog, than you are of digital.
I like, you know, the digital suggests tones. You don't have all the tones in digital that you have on an album, which is why vinyl's coming back. We did a different setting for the album, for the master on the vinyl, than we did for the CD. And it's a little warmer.
Mm-hmm.
But we mixed it in such a way and did the mastering in such a way that you can hear each individual instrument. So if you pick up an instrument, your ear picks it up, it'll follow that instrument through the album.
Okay. Well, let's get to some music from The Other Side, your most recent studio album. So here's the song, I'm on Fire. Okay, this is Mark again, Mo. Your 2012 album, Spoonful of Time, is quite a departure from your other releases because it features some high-profile guest musicians. And I mentioned, I think earlier, Jim and I personally know one of them, violinist Jerry Goodman, who contributed to the song Dreamweaver. So tell us how this album came about. Was this a band decision or a record company decision to make this album?
Well, the band at the time were dealing with the Cleopatra Records out of LA, and they asked the band to make this album because they felt that it would introduce Nectar to a whole different array of fans, and that's what they did, and I think it worked out quite well.
Yeah, I really, you know, I love the renditions of some of the songs by Rush and Pink Floyd, Blind Faith, The Doors even. So it's kind of an interesting album. But I think
yes, it come out pretty good. We sell it on our merch table.
Right. Well, it's very enjoyable. I've listened to it, but I prefer the kind of music you guys originate. So,
Jim? Yeah. I'll ask a question now. You've been dominating, Mark.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Mo, the band's current tour was interrupted for 18 months due to COVID. You know, so many bands had to cancel and venues were canceling. How did you guys stay in shape musically and so that you could hit the ground running once you returned to the stage?
Well, I live in North Carolina and the rest of the band live in New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And I fly up every month and we spend 4 or 5 days playing. In fact, I'm going up on Thursday. We'll rehearse Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, we'll load the gear. Tuesday, we set off on the tour. But we've been brushing up all the time because you can't retain 4.5 hours of music any other way.
The thing that always gets me about, especially prog rock groups like you, is how you memorize all this stuff. You know, I could see, you know, memorizing a Chuck Berry song, but what you guys do, I just find it amazing. And every time I hear your music or anyone who does your type of music, I find it mind blowing that you guys remember all this stuff. You know, when I take pictures at a concert, sometimes I forget what the shutter speed is, you know, but you guys are up there performing like this and it's just amazing.
I think for me, the music pulls you through it. Once you get it going, then you tend to live the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it. I just, I'm in awe of you guys. That's all I can say. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your band Nectar has been recording and performing for over 50 years. 50 years. That's a long time in any business. Where do you see the band going after this tour?
Well, after this tour, we stop for a week or two, and then we go on the cruise to the edge out of Florida. And then after that, we're looking to get back to writing more music. We've got a lot of music that we've been playing with over the last 2 years. So we're going to put that into an album or two, and then we're going to try and record them.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that one too. Speaking of being excited, we're going to do another song that I really liked. I just heard it for the first time a couple days ago. It's called Skywriter, and again, it's from the Other Side album. But let's take a listen to Skywriter by Nectar.
Drifting through the night. No one loves you. that life's so easy. No one to love you now. No one to see. Sky, write your, write your letters in the sky. Sky, write your, don't let this world pass you by. And now the past becomes the proof I need. And now I came to see that life's so
Skywriter by Nectar off their new album, The Other Side. You've been listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, which is available on demand 24/7.
Well, this is Mark again, Mo. Naturally, fans who attend Nectar concerts come for the visuals as well as the music. So how has the band's light show changed over these many years? And I gather cost and technology are surely factors in this.
The thing is, up until 2 years ago, our light show was liquid. Liquids, you know, the exploding liquids.
Sure. Was that kind of similar to what was going on in San Francisco in the late 60s?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very much so. In fact, Mick was involved in that whole, that time. He actually did the light show with Pink Floyd. Years ago. And so we decided we were going to digitize it, which is what we did. We recorded a lot of the liquids that didn't need to be in time with the music, but were able to be used that way. And we created a digital version of the Liquid Show, which is a lot more intense, actually, than the Liquids were. So, yeah, I think it's always going to cost you, but we tend to do things on a shoestring. So that's where we are. I mean, we really like what we've got. You know?
So do you know ahead of time what kind of screen, projection screen, is going to be available for you? So...
We have our own screens. We have a cinema screen, and we have three other screens that can be they can be used on any size venue.
Okay. Well, that answers that question. Why don't you tell us who some of the current members of Nectar are?
Well, myself, Ron Howden, the drummer. We've played together for close to 60 years. Mick Brockett on light. And then Rich Shalander, he was with the 1978 band. We actually did a gig with Rich and Roy in, must have been 1977 or 8. Uh-huh. And then we added Randy Dembo. Randy was the bass player after I left. He took over from me, and they did Evolution with Randy. And I wasn't certain at that point that I was going to go on the road. But we worked with two basses, and it's just different. I've always wanted to play with two basses, and it takes off in a different direction. It's a lot more dry, a lot more bottom end. And that sort of sucked me in, so I'm out there with everybody else touring.
Yeah, he also plays bass pedals, is that correct?
Yeah, bass pedals, 12 string, and his Rick.
Okay.
So we have two Ricks. I have my Rick. Then I have a double neck, which has an 8-string bass we use for Recycle.
Wow.
And he plays his Rick. And I have my Fender jazz bass, which I play on I'm on Fire and a couple other songs.
Okay.
And then we needed a keyboard player. And I said to Rich, what's your keyboard player like? He said, he's very good. I said, well, let's rope him in, bring him in, and let's hear what he has.
How come he
brought him in.
How come he... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And we brought him in, and he was perfect for the band.
How come he didn't call me?
I didn't know you played.
I play. I'm mostly a blues rock guy, but I could never keep up with you guys. But... I'm going to make you work a little bit on this next question. Put on your marketing and publicist hat and tell listeners why they should see your innovative band play at the Arcata Theater on Thursday, April 7th. And also, will there be a meet and greet opportunity?
Yes, we have a VIP setting, which gives you advance. They'll let you in advance. So you're able to see a sound check and talk to us. And there's a lot of things. You get a goodie bag with the Nectarman on it, with a lanyard, with your with a pass, a special pass. And you get to the merch table before anybody else. So, yeah, I think it'll be good if you want to do that. I think that's $50 from what I remember.
It sounds well worth it.
Are you going to give them a steak and lobster dinner too?
No.
No, okay. Because then I'd come early for that.
No, only if Ron Onesti, pays for it.
Well,
he's got restaurants anyways. He's not going to compete with his own restaurants.
Yeah, what do you see what he serves you guys for your pre-concert dinner? He's going to have ravioli and meatballs, and I got to tell you, they are awesome. You'll like them.
Yeah.
Well, I just have one more question before we go on, and... I love the fact that so many 60s and 70 bands are still playing, not only Nectar, but, you know, I've seen John Anderson of Yes out there, Rick Wakeman of Yes. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on. So why do you think 60s and 70s rock music is so enduring? Why are people still going to see these bands that are still outperforming?
Because it says something. The music tells a story. The music is informative. The music is kind to your ears. You know, you have a different environment. You can listen to a band from that era, and you know right away who it is. And you can't tell me that that's happening today.
You know, a lot of things too, Mo, is that a lot of musicians are actually, who are playing today, who've been around for decades, say that they're, in many cases, better musicians today than they were back maybe 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Yeah, I feel we are. I feel this band can stand up with any band. I hope you're going to come to the concert.
Oh, we'll be there. We'll be there.
Oh, we'll be there.
I promise you'll enjoy it. We tend to play a couple of hours. The last tour, I think, you averaged about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Well, I'm excited to see it.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think the only thing with the 60s and 70s, guys, I don't think there's no more jumping off the amps, you know.
No. It's more subdued, but it's still powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, we have an incredible bottom end with two basses and bass pedals. The low end is very powerful.
Well, I'm excited to see it. And again, I hope everyone goes out and watches the show and hears the show. So Nectar is going to be performing at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois on Thursday, April 7th. Please go get your tickets at oshows.com. We would like to thank our guest today, Mr. Derek Mo Moore of Nectar. Hey, Mo, I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, it was great.
We're going to close our show out by playing a section of the song Love Is / The Other Side from the 2020 album, the marvelous 2020 album, The Other Side. And it's dedicated to Kate. Kate, you know who you are.
And don't forget Steve, my buddy Steve Ozark.
I know, Steve, you know who you are.
Yeah.
So please join us each week on the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM on your dial, or listen anytime by going to the station's website where our shows are archived.
Thanks for listening, everybody.